Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Daf. Shir sponsored by Nishmas Ayin B'Yakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis, in the top of the page, says the difference between the Urim V'Tumim and the Nevuah. And the Gemara says that Aval Bishigzeres Novi Chizeres, Gzeres Urim V'Tumim Eina Chizeres. A Gzer of a Novi could change. The Gzer of Urim V'Tumim cannot change. And the Gemara says why? It says in the pasuk in Mishpat Urim. Urim Shemi'im is Divreim, Tumim Shemashlim is there, and they complete their words and they actually bring it to fruition. Says the Gemara of Yom Toimer, Begivas bin Yamin, Yiprim Alo Yishlimu. When Am Yisrael asked the Urim and Tumim regarding their war against Givas bin Yamin, so the Gemara says they didn't ask in the right way. Ravinus and Ibishitz and the Yarist Vash asks, why does the Gemara ask this question only now? The Torah already tells us that the king, when he has to have a question, is going to go and ask the Urim V'Tumim what to do. And the Mishpat Urim V'Tumim will tell him the din. Why does the Gemara not ask on that sentence, if the Urim V'Tumim is not maybe 100% correct, so how can you rely on it? Same question like we have in Givas Binyamin. Why only after we said Urim V'Tumim Shemashlim Divarim, then the question comes up? Says the Yaris Vash, a Givaldik is so easy to understand the difference between the Urim V'Tumim and the Nevuah. And he starts with a question. What does it mean that the Nevuah is not something, it's a Gzer Shechazeres. Gzeres, the Novi Chazeres? The Novi comes and says the Nevuah from Hashem. That will go back? It's a Nevuah from Hashem. Says the minister of Abishitz, the Yisoy that's brought down many places, the Biskurov speaks about it as well. Nevuah is not a clear thing. Every Novi has a different level of understanding of the Nevuah. The Nevuah is a certain type of communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can be interpreted in different ways. Obviously, whatever is coming from Shemayim has truth to it. But how exactly it will be implemented in Lamaise? That's something that can be interpreted in different ways. Sometimes the Nevuah will say something to the Navi, and the Navi will misunderstand what the Nevuah means. He's going to say something, but it really meant something a little different. An example to this, the Rebbeinu Sid Abishit says, Yoina Navi came and had a Nevuah that Nineveh will be Nefeches, will be turned around, will be destroyed. So he said the Nevuah, he went in front of Nineveh, and he told Nineveh, Nineveh will be destroyed. What happened? Nineveh did tshuva. So the Chur, that Nevuah, did not come to fruition. Brings the Aris Vash, brings a source from an outside Sefer, not from Tanakh, he says from the Goyish Sfarim. It brought down there that Nineveh eventually was destroyed. Not then, it took 40 more years for it to be destroyed. So Yimelo comes out, the Nevuah of Yoina was Miskayim. It was fulfilled. Just it wasn't fulfilled in that time and that place and that case that Yoina spoke about. But the Nevuah happened. Every time a Novi has a Nevuah, the Nevuah is going to be coming Lamaisa in the world, exact as the Nevuah it was said. Just the way it's interpreted in Lamaisa in the world, that changes between a Novi, different Nevi'im. The Yaris Vash goes on to say, it depends on the type of Novi. The higher the Novi is, the clearer the Nevuah is. As we says, the Moshe Rabbeinu says that he was misnabe basplakari amira. He was able to see a very clear vision. So by Moshe, everything was very clear. Other Nevi'im depends on the level of Nevuah. The Nevuah is obviously emes. The question is how you interpret it here in the world. Says the Rebbeinu Sid Abishitz, that's what the Gemara says over here. When the Gemara says, Afal pi shegzeres novi chozeres, not that it's going to change, but it's going to be interpreted in a different way. Gzeres Urim V'Tumim Eina Chozeres means Urim V'Tumim is clear as crystal. You know right away what Urim V'Tumim means with no other interpretation. And that's what the Gemara says in Mishpat Urim V'Tumim, Urim Shemi'im Divrem is it's light. Tumim Shemashlimim is Divrem. Ashlama means it's a very clear message. What is the Urim V'Tumim mean? There's no other way to interpret the Urim V'Tumim. Mimeil the Gemara asks, if that's so, but give us Binyamin. So they ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, should we go fight? Should we go to war? And it's said to go. So that was that. So you're going to say this. Bishop, if you say that Urim V'Tumim, there's a different way to interpret it, you could say they meant to go to war, not to win. But if you're saying the Urim V'Tumim are very clear, so it shouldn't be saying, Givas Binyamin, going to win the war, not going to win the war. Answers the Gemara, it really depends how you ask the question. If you ask the question clearly, you get an answer clearly. If the question is not clear, so the answer won't be clear. But whatever the question is, the Urim V'Tumim will answer that level. Urim V'Tumim is a much clearer message than Nevuah. So it comes down, according to the Rebbeinu Sid Abishitz, Nevuah, Urim V'Tumim, everything that comes to Shemaim is emes lamito. The only shaila is how do you interpret these words that come from Shemaim, Urim V'Tumim is very clear. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.